Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him, he's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, and thank you, as always, Isaiah, for being able to introduce this show with your such kind remarks about your granddaddy, Baba Jahi. Hey, I'm honored to be able to speak to everyone this morning, and again, you know, hey, we just want to thank everybody that's been chiming in and listening. We want to thank the 21,282 listeners who have listened to a show here on Home-Based Business 101, helping to make us the number one home-based business show here on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, we really, really appreciate your support, and we really, really appreciate you chiming in. And, you know, it's been a great week. We've been able to get a lot done. You know, we kicked the week off this Sunday with a show Sunday morning, The Gospel of Working from Home, with a theme around winning. And we'll be doing winning part two next Sunday morning. So, hey, if you didn't catch the other one, make sure you go back and click the archive, listen to that. Basically, we're going through a book called Psychology of Winning by Dennis Wheatley. It's a great, great book, you know, and you need to really focus on that if you're a home-based business owner about how to win. Also, we got coming up this tomorrow, we got our shopping program, which features my new co-host on that program, which is my mom, and we did a great job last Thursday. Looking forward to, you know, sharing a lot of shopping tips with people coming up this Thursday. Tune in to that. Also, on Friday, you know, we have the Jasari's Love Show with Mama Jahi. She did a great show last Friday on conquering your fears. And so, you know, you had a chance to listen to that. Go back and pull it up and listen to that also. Well, this morning's short show, again, is our Wednesday morning show called Tax Tips for Home-Based Business Owners. Tax Tips for Home-Based Business Owners. As I promised you today, we're going to go through some aspects of Schedule C, which is a tax form that, you know, that every home-based business owner needs to make sure they are filing. Every home-based business owner. I didn't say some. I said every. You know, last week we went over Form 8829, and you can go back and pull that up in the archives. That's called Business Use of Home. Every home-based business owner needs to file that, too. If not, you're leaving money on the table. Now, see, one of the things that's great about this home-based business piece, people, you got to understand that there are special tax shelters and special tax codes that allow you, the home-based business owner, to save money. And what I mean by save money? See, when you... Before I get into Schedule C, I just want to lay the background out again about taxes and being a home-based business owner. See, the thing that's important for you to understand is this, that if you're working and you're building your home-based business, and if you don't file these forms, then your taxable income is going to be taxed off of your gross wages. But if you have a home-based business, now you change that scenario. Now your taxable income will be what's left after you do your deductions for your home-based business. See, and so that's huge, people. That is huge. I mean, that is a huge, huge savings. Some of the savings, and the Schedule C form helps us go through some of these savings. And what we want to do is we want to dive right on into that because, again, this is a short program that I do here on Wednesdays. And, you know, we got, you got on here part one and part two. And I'm going to go to part two first. And I'll probably have to do this a two-part series for this particular form and come back and do Schedule C part two next week. But part two on the form, line eight, advertise. What is your advertisement cost? Well, you know, hey, that's if you got a website, you know, and you're advertising through your website, well, you know, websites aren't free. You know, they cost money to keep them up, maintain them, or you know, web designer and all of that kind of stuff, web hosting fees, all of that. Your business cards, that's a form of advertisement. Your flyers that you put together, brochures, all of that's part of your advertisement budget. Yes, you can write all of that off. One of the huge next features is line 9, car and truck expenses. This is very, 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 very good. Car and truck expenses. So you want to take advantage of this, because what this allows you to be able to do is you can use what's called the deductible method, which you actually deduct expenses, or you can use standard method. I recommend if you put a lot of miles on your car, use the standard method. And why would I say that? Because the IRS is going to give you 50 cents for every mile that you put on your car. So last year I had a person who I helped them with their taxes, and they put 15,000 miles on their vehicle in terms of business related, expenses. If you put 15,000 miles on there, that tells you 50 cents a mile. That was $7,500 tax deduction. That's huge, people. $7,500 tax deduction for using your vehicle. Now, how do you calculate that? See, every time you get in your car and leave out, I don't care where you're going, you want what's called business-to-business mileage. Even if you're going to work, on your way to work, stop somewhere. Even if you don't drink coffee at McDonald's or those places, you know, stop. You know, there, get a cup of water or something. I'm not pushing coffee on anybody, but some of you do stop. You know, you get your morning coffee or whatever. And when you're there, just give somebody a business card. Now that's called business-to-business mileage. See, because you gave that out before you arrived at work. See, work, when you have a home-based business, your job is your secondary source of income, even though you're liable to make, you're probably making more on your job than your home-based business, and that's why you haven't left your job yet. But your primary source of income is your home-based business. So understand primary and secondary. Your primary source of income is your home-based business. Your secondary source of income is your job. So you want to have what's called business-to-business mileage. Every time you leave out, when you get in your car, and the best way to do this is just keep in your car brochures, flyers, business cards, so that whenever you're in your car, whenever you stop, when you stop to get gas, there's always somebody else at the pump. Get them a business card, and you just make this whole trip tax deductible. Okay, line 10, commissions and fees. If you have somebody, you have a home-based business and you have people that you pay, and you pay them directly out of your pocket, if you're a network marketer, you just doesn't apply to you because the company pays your downlines and all that. But say you have a home-based business and, you bring in the money and you have some people that you pay to do certain things for you, and there's a commission that they're selling, stuff for you, and you have a commission that you're paying them or something. You deal with that. Also, contract labor, which is line number 11. You have people that might work for you, and so you're paying them. You want to deduct that. And come down and skip 12 and 13 and go to line 14, employee benefit programs. And this is, basically this is where you can take and deduct your health insurance. You hear me? Your health insurance that you pay for. You can deduct that here on this Schedule C to lower that cost of your taxable income. Very, very important. Very, very important. You come down and you see underneath of that, next is 15, insurance other than health, your life insurance, renter's insurance, homeowner's insurance, especially since you're operating out of your home. That's where that goes on line 15. You want to make sure you take care of that. We come down to line 17, legal and professional services. Legal and professional services, you know, you're involved in a business and say you go to training seminars and stuff. Well, that's professional services. You're going to get trained to help you become better at your profession. And there's, say, a fee that you pay to attend the workshop. And then you want to add those up and you deduct those, you know, from there. A lot of times we go to business meetings and business that we're in, and, you know, there's a small fee that we pay. You add those up and you deduct it on line 17. Line 18, office expenses. This is where your computer, your print, your ink, your paper, your pencils, your pens, anything that you spend money on to help you with your business in terms of keeping your office up, that goes on this line right here, line 18. Pension and profit sharing plans. If you've developed your own pension program, or you know you have a profit sharing program in terms of your saving, you know, money for your future, you deduct that here. Rent or lease on vehicles, machinery, equipment, and other business property, which is line 20, line A, 20, and 20A and 20B. You know, if you're renting office equipment, such as a copy machine, some people I know, they rent computers. If you're doing that, or if you're leasing a vehicle, that goes here. Line 21, repairs and maintenance. This is, you know, you have something you need to get fixed that's related to your business. Your laptop is down, you got to take it to the shop and you get it fixed. Well, you can deduct that because your laptop is used for your business. Supplies, you know, this sort of ties into line 18. Whatever you might include there, you list on line 22. Taxes and licensing fees. In the business that we're involved in, we pay you $49.95 a month licensing fee. So you add that up, that's like close to $600 a year that would go there. 24, travel, meals, entertainment. You want to take and make sure that you deduct your travel, your meals, and your entertainment. And the IRS allows you, say, you know, you take somebody out, y'all go to the football game. Did you know that was tax deductible? All you got to do is discuss your business with them while you're at the football, prior to going to the game, anywhere within a 24-hour period. So you don't even have to discuss it while you're at the game. You know, hey, you call them up, hey, I got some tickets to the game, you know, and you say something to them about your business, y'all go enjoy the game. Well, that's, you know, you gave them a card and say, hey, you know, when you get a chance, I'd like to be able to, you know, set an appointment with you and go over what I do so you can have a better understanding. That doesn't mean sitting at the football game doing a presentation and going through your business. It means enjoying the game, but with the intent to get some business out of that experience. And so that is the whole entertainment, concert, all of that. All of that is tax deductible. Well, that sort of wraps up our time. As you know, this is a brief, short, quick show. And you can go to irs.gov, and you want to download Schedule C. Study that form. And if you have any questions, you know, again, you can always email us. The email address is on the front page here of our landing page. Or, you know, you can give me a call at 252-977-6834, 252-977-6834. Well, you know what time it is now. It's my time. It's your time. It's our time. We always close every segment that we do here on Home Based Business 101 with our theme song called It's My Time. Hey, have a blessed day, and tune in tomorrow night at 9 o'clock as we share our shopping show and share with you how to shop and save by shopping online. Come on.
We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com.